2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Being God's helpers, we beg you, let it not be in vain that you received this grace of God. Scripture says, at the favorable time I listened to you, on the day of salvation I helped you. This is the favorable time. This is the day of salvation. The trials of an apostle. We are concerned not to give anyone an occasion to stumble or criticize our mission. Instead, we prove we are true ministers of God in every way by our endurance in so many trials, in hardships, afflictions, floggings, imprisonment, riots, fatigue, sleepless nights, and days of hunger. People can notice in our upright life knowledge, patience, and kindness, action of the Holy Spirit, sincere love, words of truth, and power of God. So we fight with the weapons of justice, to attack as well as to defend. Sometimes we are honored, at other times insulted. We receive criticism as well as praise. We are regarded as liars, although we speak the truth, as unknown, though we are well known, as dead, and yet we live. Punishments come upon us, but we have not as yet been put to death. We appear to be afflicted, yet always joyful. We seem to be poor, but we enrich many. We have nothing, but we possess everything. Corinthians, I have spoken to you frankly, and I have uncovered my inner thought. My heart is wide open to you, but you feel uneasy because of your closed heart. Repay us with the same measure. I speak to you as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Have nothing to do with evil. Do not make unsuitable covenants with those who do not believe. Can justice walk with wickedness, or can light coexist with darkness? And can there be harmony between Christ and Satan? What union can there be between one who believes and one who does not believe? God's temple must have no room for idols, and we are the temple of the living God. As Scripture says, I will dwell and live in their midst. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and separate from them, says the Lord. Do not touch anything unclean, and I will be gracious to you. I will be a father to you, that you may become my sons and daughters, says the all-powerful God.